If you are sitting, move your body to a lying position. Under a blanket if you tend to get cold. Make any micro adjustments to ensure your body feels balanced and open and relaxed. Position your feet wider than your hips and turn your toes so your pinkies move closer to the floor. Ensure your lower back feels long and relaxed. Turn your palms up to face the ceiling and move your arms away from your body. As you do this, adjust your shoulders so they move down away from your ears and the back of your neck lengthens. Slightly tuck your chin and release your throat. You can also place your head on a small pillow. Take a deep breath in and sigh as you exhale. One more time, inhale. Bring your awareness to your toes. And just notice if your toes feel relaxed. Bring your awareness to your legs. And just notice if your legs feel relaxed. What about your arms and your face? Do they feel relaxed? Sometimes we carry tension in our bodies to the extent that it feels normal. With this progressive relaxation, we will squeeze each body part to notice its maximal tension, and then letting it go completely, notice its complete relaxation. Teaching ourselves to understand the difference between tense and relaxed, and hard and soft, and tight and released. And so we'll begin with the feet. Bring your awareness back to your toes and squeeze them completely. Scrunch the toes and scrunch the arches of your feet and hold that contraction. And then let it go. And notice the feeling of your feet being completely and totally relaxed. And then squeeze your calves, your lower legs, squeeze them. And then let them go. Moving up to your thighs, squeeze your thighs so the front of the thighs and the back of the thighs clench. And then let them go. Noticing how heavy your legs have become. And then squeeze the glute muscle, the buttocks, the hips. Squeeze them as much as you can. And then let them go, soften. Squeeze your abdomen and your lower back so that whole band around your core tightens. And then let it go. and moving up to your shoulders and chest. Squeeze your shoulders, squeeze your chest, and squeeze your upper back. Hold this tension. And then let it go completely, feeling your body soften and release into the floor. Moving to your arms. Squeeze your arms so your elbows straighten and your upper arm and lower arm are tense and tight. And then let your arms relax so they fall heavily to the floor. And squeeze both hands, tightening your fingers into a fist and squeezing your palms and your fingers tightly. And then let them go, softening and releasing the hands. And moving up to your face, squeeze the jaw, clench your teeth, squeeze the muscles around your jawbone, and let it go so your jaw falls back towards your ears and softens. And squeeze your eyes, squeezing them shut, squinting the eyelids, and then let them go so you feel the space between your eyes soften and the skin on your temples softens. And your eyes release and fall back away from your eyelids. Let them go. And your forehead, squeeze and tense your forehead, noticing what that feels like. And then let the tension in your forehead go, relaxing it completely. And now squeeze your entire body. Squeeze and hold. Hold that tension in your entire body. And then let it all go with a sigh. Let your body rest heavily on the floor. Your limbs loose and soft, your muscles unclenched. And imagine yourself smiling in your mind's eye, the biggest grin you can imagine. And notice how the muscles of the face relax even further. Allow your body to get heavier. Bring your awareness to each pressure point at the back of your body, where you feel your body resting on the ground. Specifically your heels, your calves, the back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulders, and the back of your head. Release yourself further until you feel these pressure points becoming heavier and heavier. And now notice the spaces at the back of your body. The space behind your ankles. Behind your lower back. The space between your shoulder blades. And the back of your neck. As you soften the front of your body, the tops of your feet, the front of your legs, the front of your pelvis, abdomen, and chest. These spaces behind your body become smaller as you sink deeper into a state of relaxation. Without changing anything, notice the easy flow of your breath, the calm, relaxed, effortless breath. bring your mind to rest completely on the flow of your breathing. The gentle in-breath and the gentle out-breath. The state of your body and mind is reflected in your breath, and so too is your breath directive to your body and mind. Use your breath to stay calm and relaxed, each exhalation releasing any tension that has crept back into your body, and every inhalation to center your mind. Over the next few minutes, rest in this stillness and consciousness, giving yourself permission to surrender to restfulness and tranquility. At the sound of the chime, I will guide you out of your relaxation. Slowly and gently, bring yourself out of this state of relaxation. You can start by bringing movement into your fingers and your toes, wiggling them, circling your ankles and your wrists. Roll your head side to side, letting the weight of your skull massage the muscles at the back of your head. Rest your head back in center. And join your palms in front of your chest. Rub your hands together quickly to create heat between your palms. And place your warm palms over your eyes. Hold them there, drinking the heat into your eyes. And then move them over your ears and hold them there. And lastly, move your warm palms over your heart, feeling the warmth on your body. Roll over onto your right side and use your right arm to support beneath your head. Rest here for a few moments, allowing your mind to stay calm and your body to stay calm. When you're ready to come to sitting, use your arms to press yourself up, keeping your head heavy and quiet. And in a comfortable sitting position, join your hands in front of your chest, palms touching. Use this action to symbolically seal in your meditation and relaxation practice, thanking your body for being a doorway to awareness, your breath for being your guide into the present moment and into your internal sensory experience. And thank yourself for making the choice and the time to practice deep relaxation. The state of relaxation is called Shavasana in yoga, and it is our natural and organic state of being. It is stress and circumstance that interferes with this peacefulness. Know that the state of calm, peaceful repose is available to you at any time. As a gesture of claiming this right, take your right hand and let your fingertips touch the ground. Rest the left hand on your lap with your palm facing upward. This simple gesture of touching the earth signifies our steadfastness in the light of challenges of our lives. It is with this gesture we recognize and bear witness to the hardships, the stress, the tension, and also that we choose to override the tendency to have those challenges break us. Touching the ground to claim certainty that we can integrate the state of Shavasana into our lives by a simple choice. Namaste.